Although California and Alaska are most often the epicenter of major earthquakes in the U.S., it was the Midwest that produced one of the most violent events in history. It's been 200 years since that quake in southeast Missouri, a quake felt on the East Coast. You can still see the effects, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside. It's the largest earthquake ever to hit east of the Rockies.
It rang church bells in Boston.
Bill French has lived in the southeast Missouri town of New Madrid for almost his entire life. The quake registered just under 8 on the Richter scale. An area 150 miles long and 40 miles wide sank 3 to 9 feet. You can still see the effects in farm fields. They are called sand blows.
When you have an earthquake, the sand kind of liquefies and it shoots right straight up.
The initial quake hit on December 16, 1811. Two more quakes just under magnitude 8 hit in January and February. No other trifecta of quakes so powerful has ever been felt in the lower 48 states. Waves on the Mississippi River swamped boats and caused the water to go north rather than south.
The river ran upstream because the earthquake was so severe that it just started flowing and then it would come back down.
There were only 12 known fatalities, but there may have been more than 100. People and record-keeping were sparse in the area in the early 1800s. Many believe a large quake will hit the area again. When it was predicted in 1990, schools closed and national media arrived from all parts of the U.S.
A professor up at Cape Girardeau at the university predicted that we were going to have an earthquake at a certain time because all the moons were lined up together. We had people driving in here from Indiana and every place else they wanted to see the earthquake.
The city still receives many curious tourists who pull off the interstate to visit the small town that made seismic history. Traveling the countryside in New Madrid, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.